It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Happy Halloween as well. Final hour for us. As always, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. A couple minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day with a big football weekend ahead. Cocktail party on Saturday. Cowboys in town to play the Falcons on Sunday. Of course, Atlanta United with a playoff match on Saturday as well. We're broadcasting live from up here at the Atlanta United training ground. Thanks again to Dax McCarty, as well as head coach Rob Valentino, for sharing some time with us today. Smokin' Joe Patrick going to join us in 20 minutes. We'll talk Falcons with him, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well.
Man, that damn sun is like it tear my ass up, man.
It is warm.
Where jersey, Mike? Where the teen at? You know, I mean, I know.
It's a great question.
You can't no teen on this damn
balcony. We could. I mean, it's a very big, nice balcony. I just thought at some point, you know, because the sun, I guess because it's later in the year, it doesn't go up as high. No. I don't know. It was going up, and I was like, all right, we'll be in the shade by noon.
Yeah.
And then around noon, it just kind of, we're just going to stop right here.
Let's just wait for until 2 o'clock, and then we'll go away.
Yeah, exactly. And there's been the occasional cloud roll by, which is nice, but, yeah, I don't really pack sunscreen on Halloween.
I don't need you getting, you know,
sunburned at work
at work while working. That ain't like
welcome
while,
to the
while,
south I guess.
While working, but yeah, I mean, we're up here. This is a beautiful facility that they're adding on to, and a lot how Dax was talking about, you know, this is a big deal now as far as facilities in this league. And I know that, you know, having the person who owns this team, Mr. Arthur Blank, is going to be top of the line in the entire league.
Yeah.
And I remember Darren Eales was saying people come from across the pond and come over here and view how Atlanta and their operations go. So yeah, this is first class everything.
It is really nice. Like the deck we're sitting on here overlooks the practice facility. They've got some offices a little bit down the hall here that also overlook it. So, you know, if you're a part of the staff, or I'm sure Arthur Blank has an office here and all that, like you can look out and see what they're doing. It's a great cafeteria and all this stuff. It's funny when he brought up how that's the biggest difference between when he started and now. It brought me back, because like when we're playing like youth soccer, high school soccer and stuff, we would play games at the Sounders facility.
Oh, really?
It wasn't nice.
Right.
Like, it was okay. Like, we would have like a game and they'd be like, all right, you guys got to get off. The Sounders are coming to practice
in
like half an hour. Yeah. And like, it was called Starfire. It was okay. Like, it's an okay facility. Obviously, they have their own now that's separate and better and all of that. But yeah, it'd be like, oh, the Sounders are wrapping up practice. Afterwards, we're going to go have practice on their same place. Probably not happening anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not having a lot of youth teams out there to practice after Atlanta United.
No. Where do y'all play the soccer game at? What field?
What do you mean?
The media soccer
game. Oh, right there.
Oh, you play right here in the field?
Right down there.
Okay.
Right down there. If I remember correctly, we either played it on that field down there, like the little stadium field bowl that they have, for the academy games, or this field used to go the other way.
Oh, right.
I think it used to go this way. I don't know. I haven't played it in a couple years.
Yeah.
I think I might be retired from that. The last thing I want to do is injure myself trying to beat Abe to a loose ball or something.
Because
like that.
The thing about it is, and obviously I will never have this issue because I'm not going to do anything to put myself in jeopardy of getting hurt doing something athletic. You don't want to be 40 and blowing out an Achilles.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to be. I don't want to do any of that
when there's no reason for you to do that.
No. Like, what are you doing? What am I trying to
do? Like, I blow my Achilles out for cash.
Yeah.
I ain't going to blow my Achilles out for cheers.
Yeah. And there's, when
you know what I mean?
There's
or the, attaboys.
Or pride.
Yeah, or attaboys. You know what I mean?
Now, there's no cash on the line when the media square off.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. If I'm going to be cut open, I got to get some cash for it.
I'll say this. Yeah. I don't know what his future is with Atlanta United. I know Rob Valentino is the interim. If they beat Miami and go on to the next round of the playoffs, that feels like
manager.
A pretty good resume
yes.
piece. But if he plays in that next media match, I don't want any part of that guy.
Dude.
That guy looks like he can still get out
play.
There.
He does like he still play.
Yeah,
he does
man.
Like he still play. But, yeah, I mean, again, it was it's been a pleasure to be up here as because it's great because we always think about it, and I know that I'm pretty sure we will eventually see, you know, how they have the camera, the time-lapse camera of how get ready for, because Falcons play at 1 o'clock on Sunday in that stadium.
Right.
And how they get ready for all that stuff, it's always cool to me when they see that.
Yeah, man. The people, the unsung heroes
yeah.
of Mercedes-Benz
yeah.
Stadium who turn it over from one day to the next, and you wouldn't even know. Like, if you didn't know that Atlanta United was playing on Saturday and you showed up at the Falcons game on Sunday, you wouldn't know. The most amazing one to me, I mean, that they're all amazing to turn, but when they have the SEC championship game there
yeah.
on a Saturday night, and all those fans, I remember when Georgia played LSU, and the LSU, you know what the LSU fans are. I mean, that's just a walking cloud of bourbon party. whatever the hell that means. But you know what it is. That's a bunch of people that can get down. And then you go into the Falcons game the next day, and it's spotless.
Yeah.
I mean, just absolutely amazing. Got a chance to meet some of the guys that that keep the grounds up here as well. Big listeners to the show.
My man.
Shout out to them. They do a great job up here as well. That grass down there looks very nice.
Yeah, man. I need the color of my house.
Looks good to play
on. It's getting fally. I just got the yard right. Just getting the yard right.
That's all right. Well, now the leaves are going to fall in it,
yeah,
or what?
Man. Yeah, man. No. You know what? I'll at least fall in the backyard. The front, it looks better. Yeah.
Oh, right, with the sod you guys replaced.
Yeah.
It looks good?
Yeah, it looks better, man.
That's great.
It looks better. Finally got it right.
I bet. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm
so,
excited.
But yeah, it's trick or treat time. So, again, you know, no rain. Okay.
No health stuff.
No dental stuff like no. floss and
Nobody
toothpaste.
Wants any health stuff.
No offense. Nobody eats your baked apples.
Nah.
Okay, nobody eats your baked
apples.
No
homemade stuff.
Yeah, nobody eats those.
Just get them some
yeah. –
just get the mix pack.
Yes.
Now, while we're sort of talking about this, and I don't know if we're critiquing or whatever, just a commentary, the little candies have gotten littler.
Yes.
Like the fun size candy used to legitimately be fun size. It was about half the size of a candy bar. Candy bars have also gotten smaller as well. Like the full-size candy bar you would get – used to be pretty decent size. I think king size is now full size. Full size feels like fun size. And the ones you get in those mix bags, they're about this big. It's like a thumbprint.
Dude.
They're squeezing us, Randy.
Dude.
Because it's not cheaper.
No, it ain't got damn cheaper. But I'm just telling you this, man. Like, I can't get a lot. Because my kids don't eat a lot of chocolate. Like, they like the other candy and everything. So, when they come home and I always check their bag and everything, dude, I can't check it. I said, Donna, you check it. Because I be smashing. Them damn little Kit Kats.
Oh, it's hard.
I will eat 10 of them things a night.
I know, because you feel like, well,
yes.
It's just little.
It's just little, exactly. And you just sat around and ate six of them.
Yeah, Kit Kats, Twixes,
yes.
Snickers.
Yes, I'm smashing them.
Oh, he's got a Twix right there.
Yeah.
Does it still say fun?
That's not fun.
No, it's not fun. There's nothing fun about
that's
that.
That's not fun. We got invited to go over to Gourmet Cafe.
Okay.
And you get 10 wings and fries for $7. I'll be there.
When?
Today.
Oh, great.
Yeah, my name is C-Bex. So I'm going to stop by.
Oh, is that right near here?
Yeah, I'm going to stop by. I just Googled. It's a 4-minute drive.
Great.
So, yeah, I'm going to stop by and grab me some chicken wings.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, man.
All right. Before we do that, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom!
Boom, 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 boom. He's a dangerous football team. I just think they have too many people on their football team that have played in really big games and really big moments and delivered in those moments. And I think that's also something you got to be aware of. And, you know, I know there's going to be some Cowboy fans in the crowd too, you know, so there's that factor. And, you know, I just think they play with great team speed. They're fast and, you feel that all game long. And that's kind of what I expect on Sunday.
Yeah,
that's Kirk Cousins just kind of talking about, all right, yes, the Falcons are better than the Cowboys, but let's not act like they don't have good players
yeah.
over there.
Yeah.
And let's not act like that's not a group of guys with their backs against the wall at this point of the season as well.
Hell yeah, they're playing for their season right now. And I think if you're the Falcons, play for yours too. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I know that, you know, Dallas, they get all the pub and everything, and when it goes wrong, everybody loves it and everything like that. But, no, this team has players that can beat you. All right. They went into Pittsburgh and beat Pittsburgh. You know, and so, I mean, this team is capable of coming here and getting on a roll, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to figure out how to jumpstart their season. What would be a better way to jumpstart your season again than coming into Atlanta, a team that's playing the way they're playing, yeah, with the offense the way they're offensing, and beat them? Now, I think, as we talked about it earlier, Buck, I think this is going to be – what you have your screen up. What's the over on this?
Let me check. I know the Falcons are only favored by the 2.5.
2.5, I know that.
You got 51.5.
Ticked over.
Feels like an over game, doesn't it?
Yeah, take the over. Yeah. Take the over because neither one of these defenses masters in just shutting people down. Mm-hmm. You know, and so especially if Micah Parsons, we don't know if he's going to play. They said he was close last week, so I'm assuming he's going to be closer for this week. So if he's somewhere 90%, he got to play. And then we talked earlier, if he plays, that presents a whole nother argument.
Yeah. That changes
a lot.
Yeah, some of my outlook as far as what the game might look like and all that. Now, I will say, like, that over, I could see the final score kind of being near there if the Falcons are able to establish the run, which they should be able to do against this defense, and then they kind of lean on it. You know what I mean? Like, if you – I'm not going to say they're going to try to take the air out of the ball or anything, but if they can really rely on that run game and win the time of possession the way that they have in a couple of these games over the last month, not a bad idea to keep Dak and CeeDee Lamb on the sideline.
Yeah, not at all. Even with Micah Parsons, they would get bludgeoned on defense.
Sure.
All right, but we just know him as a pass rusher, what type of hell that he causes. But, yeah, I mean, if they can find a way to keep drives alive, we're on third down, third and manageable, and all those different things, then, yeah, they should be fine. But, I mean, this team can't stop the run. It don't matter who plays them. They cannot stop the run.
Right.
And it don't matter who they play. They can't run the ball. I mean, the two elements that we talked to Jerry Gray in the last segment, it's about ball control, physical up front, those things like that. If they can do both of those things, talking about the Falcons, because they're playing into the strengths, the weaknesses of them. You know, like, the Falcons can run the football.
They can, yeah.
All right, now, they have trouble with the run, stopping the run.
They do, yeah.
But Dallas can't run the ball, and they can't stop the run.
It's true.
Yeah.
Advantage Falcons.
Yes.
I liked the question you asked Jerry Gray about, you know, he's been around defenses for a really long time. Obviously, he's the assistant head coach with an emphasis on defense with this team. Do you like to build a defense from the back to the front or the front to the back?
Because it's so different.
I think he's kind of got to say what he said.
Yes.
Because his defense is built from the back to the front.
Yes.
But I think everybody wants to build a defense from from the trenches out.
Yes.
This defense just isn't that, obviously. Obviously. The trenches on defense have been a real issue. Now, he's got a lot of talent on that back end.
Yes.
I mean, and he talked about being able to trust Jesse Bates and the guys in the secondary. You know, it's asking a lot, though. It's asking a lot to be able to hold up with very little impact on the quarterback. You saw what it looked like against Geno. Geno's a good quarterback. He's a very good quarterback when you don't pressure him. Baker Mayfield threw the ball 50 times. You're going to get him on the ground once. Baker Mayfield went off in the first half of that matchup, the first matchup against Tampa and Atlanta. Dak Prescott will make you pay if you don't get after it.
Yes.
And there's just nothing telling me that the Falcons can get after a quarterback
nothing
right
at
now.
All.
So that's why I'm leaning with you, too, and certainly wouldn't be surprised to see a lot scored on Sunday. The Falcons can outscore them. That's the thing. Like, this team can win a shootout.
Yes. Yeah. Of course. I mean, they can. And because of how Kirk's playing, how this offense is starting to gel, the ability that it looks like Bijan is hitting his stride right now.
It really
now.
Does. It feels like Bijan is.
It looks like Bijan is hitting his stride.
Kyle Pitts, too.
And Kyle Pitts. And I think those two, having those two guys hitting the stride the way they are, added that to Moody. Man, I saw a reel yesterday of Moody when he was in Chicago. Of all the overthrows when he was wide open, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about Andy, and it ain't even close to the throws.
Yeah.
Like, Moody was cooking folks.
I'm not surprised watching him as closely as we have
cooking
for eight games. This guy, he's a technician out there, man. Both getting open in routes, but then after he has the ball in his hand, he's sneaky. Now, when he made that little move last week, we were all at Hammerheads, and he's kind of cutting back against the grain, and you saw the DBs closing on him from behind.
Yeah.
Secure the ball.
Yep.
Keep that ball close to you.
Get out.
You've seen so many wide receivers try to get those extra yards, and then somebody sneaks in from behind and punches it out.
Get your butt down.
Yeah, he did. He didn't fumble it. Very, very good. He's a nice weapon on offense as well, certainly Drake London. They got a lot going for him offensively. We'll get Smoke and Joe Patrick in here coming up next. Find out what he thinks about the Falcons and the Cowboys game coming up on Sunday. See if he's got a little injury update as well. And I wouldn't be surprised if Joe has a thought or two about Atlanta United's game against Miami.
No doubt.
I think he's probably got some thoughts on that also. Anyway, Smoke and Joe Patrick coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They played here in 18.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were looking up looking up during the break here. And this is true. The freaks do come out at night.
And for them biscuits. And then you saw that brother that revived Red Lobster.
Yeah, they come out in the daytime for that, too.
The freaks.
24 hours. We were looking up the history between the Falcons and the Cowboys because they played quite a few times over the last decade. They played in 15 in Dallas. Falcons won that one. They played in 17 in Atlanta. That's the one we were
thinking about.
Where Adrian Claiborne had six sacks.
Six damn sacks.
Because Tyron Smith was out, right? And they had the backup left tackle in there, and Adrian Claiborne got sacked six times. That next year they played in Atlanta. The Cowboys won 22-19. In 2020...
That's when they couldn't fall on the fumble.
That's right. Okay. The Falcons blew
that
big late lead. I think they had a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter against the Cowboys. They couldn't fall on the onside. The Cowboys win 40-30. Was that it for Dan Quinn, or was it the next week?
I think it was the next week.
The next week they blew a big lead to Chicago.
Yeah, I think it was the next week.
And then 21, Dallas. We don't want to talk about that one.
Yeah.
In Dallas against the Falcons, 43-3.
Damn, it was that bad?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I believe that was.
You can beat by 40 points in the NFL. You stink.
That and like just people weren't ready. Yeah. Like right, like that's got to be an effort thing at a certain point.
You stink.
To lose an NFL football game by 40 points.
You stink.
You are terrible.
Yeah.
And guys made business decisions on that Sunday.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about a guy who's never made a business decision in his life. Randy.
Never.
Always looking for the smoke. Smoking Joe Patrick.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Smokin' Joe Patrick joins us every Thursday at 1:20. He's our Falcons reporter for 92.9 The Game. And it's true, he does. He joins us at 1:20 every single Thursday. He was going to join us at 11:40.
We done moved him around all damn day.
He was happy to do that. He was going to join us at 12:20. It was fine. And ultimately, because of the way things broke, we got Joe at the normal time. So, Joe, thanks for being willing to move today.
Well, the way I know the story is that I demanded that Rob Valentino and Dax McCarty, you know, suit my schedule.
That's right.
So, thanks, but at least we're back home where we should be. So thanks for having me on, guys.
We're at a normal spot. Why don't we just start there and then we'll get to some Falcons Cowboys because Atlanta United play first. They've got a game Saturday night for their season. If Rob Valentino finds a way to beat Miami in advance in these playoffs, he's got to get the job, right?
Listen. I love Rob Valentino. You know, I think he's an incredible person. He's so good with media, and it's clear that he is motivating these players with the way that the season is ending. you know, but it really is a testament to what he's doing with the way that they've been able to finish the season. However, this, what he's doing in this span, I don't think is necessarily what Atlanta United is particularly looking for when it comes to when they're looking for their next manager. When they're looking for, when it comes to their hire, is, you know, what is the vision for the team and the style of play they're going to play? What kind of players will be conducive to that style of play? And right now, what Rob Valentino is doing is simplifying the game for this team that is overmatched, frankly, in this series against Miami and has been overmatched considering the way they've had to travel for during this hot run that they've been on. And he's got them believing and you know, doing well. But I just don't think that this is a great litmus test for what Atlanta United is necessarily looking for. Now, having said that, I think that there are reasons why Rob may be a qualified coach for this team, and he did receive an official interview from Garth Lagerwey in the front office here, so he's definitely a contender. But ultimately, I think we should just enjoy this run and not think about what that portends for his future at Atlanta United.
Damn, that's cold.
Wow, that's a nice no.
I gotta say it's cold.
No, it's cold with Andy's ass to ask the question.
I didn't ask Rob.
Yeah, it is.
No, you asked Joe.
I thought about asking
and
Rob.
You know how cutthroat Joe is.
I know.
You know how cutthroat Joe is. Joe don't never be like, ain't no soft landings around Joe Patrick.
Like you said, never made a business decision in his life.
Ain't no soft landing around. Joe just throw you on the concrete.
Yeah, Joe said, down there. Beat Messi all you want. Yeah. We don't care. We want a different style.
We don't give a damn. Hey, JP, you've been up there all week. I've been talking about up in Flowery. Any updates on the injuries, like Troy Andersen and Ruka Roro and guys like that?
Well, practice is going to start here in about 4 minutes. So the second, again, I get off the phone with you guys, I'll be going out there to see who's out there. But Troy Andersen was a limited participant again yesterday. Looked like he progressed for sure from what I saw from him last week. J.D. Bertrand not practicing because of concussion. So there's, you know, they're shorthanded in the linebacker room. Caden Ellis is also a limited participant with a knee. And it feels like, just based on his play so far this year, that he's been a little bit hampered by some things compared to like how effective and good he was for this team last year. So struggling in that linebacker room will be important to get some of these guys back. And even, you know, on Troy Andersen, by the way, well, we were talking to Kirk Cousins yesterday in his press conference, and he was asked if, you know, conversation started about Tyler Allgeier and how he just didn't really know anything about him and how he's been so impressed, and he came across and he kind of felt he was just underrated from the national media perspective. And he was asked some other players who he feels that way about, and he did name drop Troy Andersen as one of those guys who is, you know, just extremely underrated by the rest of the league. And I think part of the reason is because guys like Kirk Cousins and his teammates see him practicing every day, but he just hasn't played in a lot of games over the last year and a half with the injuries, the games that he's missed this year and then almost all of last season. So really important to get a dynamic player like him back. But on the other side of the ball, guys, I mean, the Cowboys are struggling probably even worse than the Falcons are with some of these injuries. Doesn't look like Micah Parsons is going to be back. Zach Martin, their best offensive lineman, missed practice yesterday. They're basically missing their entire defensive line. So both these teams, it's going to be kind of a battle of attrition, it feels like, on Sunday.
What is it exactly that Troy Andersen's dealing with again? Just because I refresh my memory, I don't remember.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a knee. my dad is also curious. He's always pestering me about this because Troy Andersen is one of his favorite players because he loves Montana. But anyway, it's a knee, but they haven't been very specific about what actually that injury is. But yeah, it is a knee injury that he suffered right at the end of the Saints game on a special teams play. And that's kind of, I think it's gone under the radar.
Yeah, the game where he had 17 tackles and pick six. And played
one defensive player of the week that week.
Defensive player of the week and all that stuff. Yeah. Let me ask you this, because instead of saying, are they going to make a trade, say they don't. What's the ceiling for this defense if they don't add something to the defensive line?
Oh, man, it's so tough. Like, you know, you hate to say it, but it feels like this – I mean, the ceiling for this defense is kind of along the lines of – I heard you guys talk about that 2021 game against the Cowboys, and they're not that bad. They're not that bad, but they are probably more like a, you know, late teens, 2019-ish style, like caliber of defense, maybe even worse. It just depends, you know, because this defensive backfield is so good, and they've shown an ability to create turnovers, and you've got genuinely one of the best players in the NFL and Jesse Bates back there who's kind of leading the way. And it just feels like if you're able to get a pass rush, then it can vault this group from being a, you know, generally ranked kind of in the 20 to 25-ish to literally, you know, genuinely being like a top half, you know, of the league defense. But, you know, that's a big if they can get these guys going. So it's been frustrating, I know, for the players. I know for the coaches it's been frustrating as well. They definitely, like when we talked to Jimmy Lake, and we're going to talk to him after practice today, to me, it feels like a guy feeling the heat, kind of feeling the pressure of them underperforming in this aspect of the pass rush. But I guess you just got to kind of cross your fingers and hope. And maybe it has something to do with some of these guys having not been super healthy to this point in the season. Maybe that could lead to some sort of turnaround, but I'll grant that that's just kind of wishful thinking, honestly.
Yo, Pat, what have you seen? And I know we talked to Dave Arch. We talked to Arch yesterday, and we were talking about the, you know, the emergence of Kyle Pitts. What have you seen them doing with Kyle Moore? Is it more them getting him ball early to keep him in tune, or is he more aggressive? What have you seen from your eyes as far as watching him as he's played these last few weeks?
Well, it seemed like last week against Tampa Bay, they were playing him more in the slot, and it feels like these slot receivers for the Falcons have just been eating. They've just been feasting on teams, and that's a really a role, whether it's the you know, whatever you're terming it, the Z or the F or whatever, that is just has a lot of opportunities in this Zach Robinson offense. And I thought it was interesting that they moved him a lot more into the slot against Tampa Bay, considering Drake London had such a productive game against Tampa Bay the first time. And it almost felt to me like they were almost purposely using Drake as a decoy and kind of knowing that they were going to be keyed in on him based on what happened in that previous game. And that just allowed Pitts to have more favorable matchups in order to make plays. And he is one of those guys where when he catches the ball kind of, you know, behind the linebackers and, you know, in front of those defensive backs, which granted it's hard to get the ball to the tight end in those situations, but when he does have the ball in his hand, he is a threat to score a touchdown. Like, especially if he's catching the ball kind of between the hashes or in the middle of the field, as we saw in that Tampa Bay game, and he's got some steam behind him, he can run through those tackles against those smaller defensive backs. And so I think as a tight end, you know, I don't know if Pitts is going to be kind of the volume tight end like a lot of people thought he might be, and kind of like the style of tight end that a guy like Travis Kelce is at this point in his career. It might take a couple years, but he is really, truly an explosive play threat. And we started to see that earlier in the year. And now, really, the last few weeks, he's really, really been showing it and showing, you know, that he can be a major contributor for this team. And it might not be the fact that he's going to catch for, you know, 100 or even 50 yards in every game, but he can in any given game. And I think that's the thing for all these Falcons skill players, is that any of them could go off in any given game. And it just kind of depends on what the defense presents as to who's going to be that guy.
Smoke and Joe Patrick joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy talking Falcons. Getting ready for Sunday. Let me ask you kind of a big picture, halfway through the season question. Pretty obvious. They've demonstrated it by being 4-0 in the division. The Falcons are the best team in the NFC South, as we thought that they would be. Where do you see them in terms of the NFC? Is there a top tier of the NFC that the Falcons aren't quite at? Maybe you do see them up there. If not, how close are they?
So I obviously would have said that they're kind of not in the bracket of the 49ers. Basically, coming into this year, you kind of considered the 49ers as kind of being in that top tier. The Lions as well. Those two teams I kind of have kind of really separated themselves. But given the injuries that these teams have, you know, when a team like the 49ers, they signed Brandon Ayuk to that big contract, and then they lose him for the season. Deebo Samuel's been dealing with injuries. And then, you know, the Lions obviously losing Aiden Hutchinson. I still think the Lions are the best team in the NFC and are probably the only team kind of that's in like a tier of their own.
Yeah,
but I think that the Falcons are right in that mix beneath that. I think that the Falcons are in the mix with teams like the Niners, considering where they're at. Even the Packers. The Packers are maybe one of those teams that's kind of verging on that top tier, but I don't know if I'm quite sold yet. And this Falcons team beat the Packers last year at home. So I think the Falcons are right kind of in that mix. And I think that that's what's bringing so much excitement to this team. You know, they've already beaten a team like the Eagles on the road, who are now 5-2 in this, near the top of the conference. So there's such big potential for this Falcons team. And I think that's why there's so many eyeballs on this trade deadline, to see if they're going to be able to kind of move, you know, push the envelope and make that push.
You'll get a chance to see where the Packers are when they play the Lions on Sunday. It's going to be another fun
one. Right.
That division, when they really start getting into divisional games, which they haven't played that many of, it's going to get pretty entertaining. Joe, we appreciate it,
appreciate
as always.
It,
thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game Falcons reporter. He is in Flowery Branch right now, and like you said, he's about to head out to the practice field and let you know what he sees. So follow him on Twitter at JAPatrick200. We'll come back and wrap things up with an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. It's been kind of a fun day, a little bit of a whirlwind of a day, going on.
Yeah,
so shockingly, we are to the AMA portion of the show, but that means we need to hear from you.
Yeah.
Any question? Any topic, we'll do our best to answer it coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Full phone lines here on a Trillville Thursday, also Halloween Thursday. Everybody be safe out there tonight if you're out there trick-or-treating. We'll start with Mike, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Hey, I was on one yesterday with that Thanksgiving. Forgive me on that one, Bob. But
you're fired up. All right.
I'm going to go, man, in the 80s, we played outside, and my mom used to, quit climbing the tree. Tree had a lot of limbs. Long story short, man, my foot clipped, and I brushed my teeth on the roof. They looked like broken piano keys, and I didn't get them fixed until I was like 35 and I could pay for braces myself. So what's a disaster for y'all as a kid, man? I'm going to hang up and listen.
Oh, man. Damn, Mike.
Glad to hear they got fixed, though. That's great.
They did get fixed.
Mike got there.
Oh, man. I had so many. I did so many crazy things on bikes. Mm-hmm. And I remember when we lived in Griffin, I was riding to the Griffin pool. And I hit a tree branch trying to jump, and it was a broken bottle right there, and I fell on it, and the glass went into my leg.
Ooh.
Yeah, glass went to my damn leg. We ran back. Grandma, bleed. I got to go to the hospital. Grandma, Geraldine looked at that thing. Grandma pulled that glass out, wrapped it up with a damn rag. We ain't had no gauze. Well, go about your business. Hospital.
That's it to this day. Wow, that looked like a small surgery maybe when you were in the league. Yeah, that's just glass.
No, that's a glass. Grandma pulled that glass out, put a rag around it. No gauze or nothing.
I fell out of a couple trees, but the worst one, the highest one, the branch broke. But me and my cousin were on the same limb, and we both landed in a bush, and we were fine.
Yeah.
Like, shockingly. Like, fell pretty far, and we weren't supposed to be climbing that high. And we looked at each other, and we're like, oh, we're all right.
Right.
Not bad.
Yeah.
The worst one that happened was I was at daycare when I was probably 5 or 6, and we were playing on the playground, and there was one badass kid, and he was throwing like a big branch, like stick around. He threw it, and I tried to duck out of the way. It hit me right on top of the head. Split my head open.
Uh-huh.
I had to go to the hospital.
No, I went to the hospital, though.
Had to.
Yeah.
And get had to get staples.
Oh.
They put staples in my head.
That don't sound fun.
Nah.
That don't sound fun.
It wasn't fun at
all.
She
whipped his ass, though.
Whatever happened to that kid? I don't know.
He was
on a bad track.
You don't remember his first and last name?
I don't know. I don't.
Oh.
It was too early.
Yeah.
And also, he concussed me, so I kind of lost the memory. Jackson is in Houston. Hey, Jackson.
Hey, guys. Obviously, the World Series ended last night, and Max Fried is probably going to go up to the West Coast, probably Dodgers or Giants. What kind of moves would you guys like to see the Braves make this offseason? Because I know that we haven't made a ton of big moves recently. Obviously, Chris Sale was good, but what kind of moves do you want to see from the Braves?
Can I ask you a quick question, Jackson? Are you actually Max Fried, pretending to be Jackson? Because
you sound like Max Fried. Yes.
I mean, I wish I was Max Fried, but I'm
not.
Yeah. He's about to get a lot of money. Thank you, Jackson.
Max about to get that guap.
Yeah, I don't have – my answer is going to be like half finished.
Okay.
They need to upgrade at shortstop.
Yes.
Who? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have a good answer as far as who.
I'm with you on the shortstop upgrade, and I think they need to go out. If they lose Max, they need to go get two frontline pitchers.
Yeah, I would like that. You know, again, they don't have to lose Max.
They don't have to, but by the track record of this team, they're going to lose.
Of course they will, but they could re-sign him.
Yeah.
Justin is in Barnesville. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Andy, you gonna just pack a flask tonight and take the kids to the neighborhood, or are you headed to a trunk or treat? And Randy, I know you was born hard, so it's not easy to scare you, man. But has anybody like snuck up on you with one of them chainsaws with no blades, or jumped up out on you on Halloween, or kids warm you up?
Thank you, Justin. I'm trying to remember who was it. I think it was like when Isaiah was like 7. And we were trick-or-treating, and somebody jumped out of bush, and it took everything in me. And I'm talking about it wasn't more I was scared. I was going
to
knock his
ass. Yeah, you were ready to protect.
Yes, I was ready to – I was in protect mode. And so, dude, I'm talking about – and I mean, it took everything because he saw that he effed up.
Okay, good. So he was at least immediate, like, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, he was immediate, like, whoa. I think it was Isaiah. I think he's like 7.
Yeah, we don't. We're not hiding it. There's no flask,
No.
But just there's cup holders in the stroller.
Yeah.
And I mean, we'll just pack a couple beers and walk.
Because my thing is, because Bash, he's two, so we, you know, I got to pull him in the wagon.
Right.
But I got the bottle in the wagon, and then I got, and you know, as the other dads in the neighborhood, we call our daddy juice.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a, you live in a neighborhood long enough, as you have, and we have too. Like, we start getting into the neighborhood. The dads are handing out goodies for us, too.
Hell yeah, we cheer.
There's a lot of toasts. There's a lot of dads I see once a year that I'm looking forward to having a shot with tonight.
We're going to get on it.
Yeah, but did you say something, Bo? I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
Huh?
Oh, the Braves are trading Jorge Soler to the Angels.
Yeah, that makes sense.
For who?
About Trout. Mike Trout.
You got Trout back? All right. Well, we got half of it. That's fine. We still got a few more minutes. Don is in Gainesville. Hey, Don.
Hey, I'm going to make y'all think outside the box today a little bit.
Let's do it.
I grew up in Charlotte, and I'm a Carolina Panthers fan. I used to be a Falcons fan because that was all we got on TV back in the old days.
Sure.
And I got the Charlotte Panthers, and I'm a very big fan. I feel like Tampa is the next Dan Snyder. How do y'all feel about that?
I didn't hear him.
I agree with you. We don't have to go too far outside the box. David Tepper is the current Daniel Snyder.
There's no doubt about that. He is that guy. He is that guy.
Now, I don't know. Like, I can't go so far as to say, like, I don't know his history as far as, like, harassing employees.
Right.
Sexually. Right. Like Daniel Snyder did, but he's a bad owner.
Yeah, he's
and he oversteps.
Yeah. And I think that's going to be their down. Because the one thing about it is, you can talk about money, especially when you say attracting like big time free agents to like organizations and everything. But a lot of times when you're trying to attract these big time free agents, the money's always even. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Other teams are going to pay him too.
Pay me too. Yeah. I don't want to go there.
Right. If you're splitting hair, if it's between you and you, I'm going there because I don't want to go play for this guy. But yeah, no, we've said that. Like, we've kind of been on Tepper as that guy now. Him and what's the other organization that we kind of look at in the NFL right now? And, oh, the Raiders.
Yeah.
Like, the Raiders. I mean, they just can't seem to get it right. Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin. Devin.
Hello?
Hey, Devin.
This is Norris, but
call
anyway.
Hi, Norris.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
So, I have a question for Randy. So, you know how they say a coach has 15 plays scripted to start a game, right?
Yes.
Say the opposing team gets the ball first and pumps it away, or say it's returned for a touchdown, whatever, or there's a kickoff with the same result. Does that set of plays shrink or change at all? Or does just carry over until the offense is on the field?
It always carries over to the offense, but a lot of that depends on, when you get the ball. A lot of times when we talk about the first 15, it usually kick off, touchback, or ball out to the 25, somewhere in that area. But, like, say, for instance, because we had a situation, and I forgot how this happened, and we were backed up, back to the 10, and Norv wanted to run something different. And he wanted to go at 22 personnel instead of maybe we're supposed to be at 13 personnel. So it just varies on the thing. But for the most part, you want to stay close to it. But usually, if you're not good on offense, the third play of the 15 play drive is a different run.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to say is how quickly do some of these offensive coordinators either abandon it because they realize it, or they're told to abandon it by the head coach? Like, hey, your little plan?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, man.
They got game records, and it's not working.
You sit there, and you're at 3rd and 15. That third play has changed. So, it's just all about field position and everything like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
I just saw it. It just said for Soler.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's the only kind of headliner in the deal?
Yeah.
All right. Well.
They wanted the sack area.
Trying to have success outside of the sack area.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
The freaks mostly come out at night, but they'll come out in the day, too, for Cheddar Biscuits.
Yeah, many.
Abe Gordon was referred to earlier as the scout team Messi for Atlanta United. And Lawson Lucky is good, just a little light in the ass.
He is, man.
You got to get some Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Got to get some Cheddar Bay, but boy, that boy, he going to be damn good, boy.
Hey, shout out to Atlanta United for having us out
here. Yeah, man, appreciate
this
that.
This is great. The little spread they hooked us up with for lunch isn't bad either.
I've never had, and I had a little bit because I'm going to this spot over here to get me some of these chicken wings.
Yeah.
That everybody said they line around a block because we said something on the radio about it.
Oh, so free chicken wings for Randy then?
Yeah,
hopefully.
I never had no burnt Turkey tips. What is it called?
Yeah, burnt end, turkey burnt ends.
Turkey burnt
pretty
ends.
Good, right?
That's all right.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
I've never heard it before.
All right, we'll come back. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.